Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today we hear from the architect of the Giants, Brian Sabian, the executive vice president of baseball operations, and pitcher Chris Heston, who threw a no-hitter in 2015. We'll start with Brian Sabian.
Brian, how much do you guys pride yourself on the fact that going into the season, you got so many homegrown guys there in the infield? In fact, you know, you go around the infield, catcher, pitcher, that's all homegrown players that you have for opening day.
Well, it's a unique place and time. Plus, I think it creates a common bond within the walls of the clubhouse. And, you know, especially with a 25-man roster, these guys have had a lot of shared and common experiences in the minor leagues and really know each other on a lot of levels. So that helps with the camaraderie and, dare say, chemistry, which a lot of people don't believe in, but it's, you know, it's human nature, it's group dynamics.
How important was it and how satisfying was it to plug some holes with veteran pitchers like Cueto and Samardzija and then to get Denard Span as well?
Well, as you know, last year we had a hard time getting innings out of our staff, starting staff. In any year that you go to the playoffs, you probably want to be in and around 1,000-plus innings from those starters. And I think first and foremost, whether you're looking at Samardzija or Cueto, you're looking at two guys that go to the post, guys that make their starts, guys that pitch deep in the ball games, guys that are going to give you 200-plus innings. And that's the first step in your blueprint for your staff. And we wanted to do something bigger and better, let's say, with another outfield piece to lengthen the lineup. And as it turned out, Span was available, who we know is a very proficient leadoff hitter, which we sorely needed, losing Aoki or deciding to pass on his coming back because of the money being spent elsewhere with the pitching that we brought in. And also, you know, he just happens to be a center fielder that we think will really be a nice addition to this ballpark in this division.
Speaking of the money being spent on pitching, how challenging is the landscape these days? Because you do have to spend a lot to get a guy. I mean, you know, Samardzija didn't have his best year. I mean, we know he's capable of doing great things, but, you know, you still had to pay a lot to get him, $90 million.
Well, the irony is that whether you produce your own, and we went through that cycle, and then for the longest time they weren't very expensive and then got very expensive, or if you're trying to do business against 29 other clubs, in the open market, you know, it's the gold standard. It's the commodity everybody cherishes and knows that you need, really first and foremost to build your team. But it's the nature of the beast. You're going to need pitching in any given year. You're going to need, you know, pitching to be better than most. And in our division, I think because of the ballparks, including or starting with our own, that's year in year out, that's your greatest concern or need.
How much of a luxury is it that you have stability? You have Bruce Bochy as the manager, you know, the coaching staff. You got a lot of the same players. I mean, you've got several guys who have been on these championship runs, you know, a guy like Sergio Romo or Buster Posey, guys who can lead and really know how to win.
Well, we have a lot of, again, I go back to what we were talking about with the players. As a group, we have a lot of shared experiences. I think that translates into the clubhouse atmosphere. We also have a very close bond. Management, manager, coaches, and the players see that. There's no us versus them type of mentality. And we've been through the grind, so I think as things come up during a season or as things happen as you get into the postseason, we're able to keep a level of confidence that, you know, probably isn't very common in most organizations, or a level of not getting too keyed up, and Bochy is great at that. And I think, again, that translates to the players.
You've been a very loyal executive with the players, and you know it's tough to see a guy like Tim Lincecum not being a Giants uniform, although that still, it could happen. But when you look at that, how are those decisions made? I mean, how difficult are they to make when somebody like Lincecum, for example, has done so much for the organization?
Well, unfortunately for him, he was, you know, cut down, let's say, by an injury.
Right.
So that's the nature of the beast. And, you know, if the end of his tenure here is somewhat be because of that, or more so that we have now even six starters on the board with Heston, that's a fact of life. At some point, you know, the world turns and things come to an end. Great service, great effort. People that really know Timmy knows what a competitor he is and what a great athlete is. So we're pulling for him, obviously, to get a major league job. And in his case, I'm sure he wants to have a major league starting spot.
You guys, you tried hard to get Zach Greinke. It didn't work out. I mean, you look at last year, Lester, Pablo Sandoval. How do you deal with, you don't get that guy, you got to move on and move to another direction. How do you guys deal with that in the off season? Because there's got to be a lot of ups and downs.
Well, this year it was relatively easier than in the past because of the depth of the free agent class. And we almost set up our priority list much like you do with a draft. And we knew we had to start first and foremost from the pitching standpoint. And then we knew, again, like I said, that we wanted to bring in a position player of note and more specifically another outfielder. So it was a pretty narrow mindset, but we had a lot of choices.
To finish up, how has your role changed, for folks who don't realize what goes on? I mean, Bobby Evans being more, the general manager and the guy that we see all the time. We don't see you as much, but you're definitely involved in the inner workings here.
Well, I'm trying to be a guiding hand and somebody that can mentor these guys into the next phase of their careers. We as a group are very tight. We as a group have a lot of common thought as to how we view the world. My best efforts are to empower Bobby and his staff to have the best resources, use the best practices possible to make us, one of the best organizations, if not in baseball, all the sports.
All right, Brian. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck. That's Giants Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, Brian Sabian. Coming up, we'll hear from Giants right-hander Chris Heston right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
Well, it took a while for Chris Heston to reach the major leagues after he was drafted in the 12th round in 2009 out of East Carolina University. He finally got his opportunity in 2014 for three appearances, and then in 2015, he was a mainstay in the Giants' rotation, threw a no-hitter against the Mets, and for a while was one of the best rookie pitchers in the National League. He finished up 12-11 with a 3.95 ERA. I had a chance to talk with Chris Heston at Media Day just prior to FanFest at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Here was that conversation. Chris, tell us a little bit about where you stand this year as opposed to last year. I mean, last year you made the team. Now you've had a full season under your belt of doing a really good job. So what's your mindset going into 2016?
Yeah, I think nothing changes, just coming to spring ready to go and just go out there and pitch and just see where everything takes me, just try to battle and put together some good innings and see where the season ends up.
You saw that the Giants acquired a couple pitchers, so maybe your role changes a little bit. Anything that you do to adjust to that?
No, it stays the same. It's exciting that we got those guys. I think they're going to help us out big time. But, for me, it doesn't change. Just coming to spring ready to go, ready to pitch, and just try to take every opportunity I get.
How much do you think that it helps the ball club that it's very stable? I mean, you guys had a lot of injuries last year to deal with, but most of the guys that have been on this team in the championship years, a lot of those guys are still around.
Yeah, I mean, the core guys are still here. I mean, they've won three world championships with a lot of those guys. And, the additions we added this year with, Cueto, Zamarja, and Span, I think it's going to be huge for us, So, it all looks good right now on paper, going into the season. And, we'll get in there and get the work done, and it should be a fun year.
One of the things I noticed watching the World Series with the Mets was that they didn't play good defense, and they ended up losing that World Series. And the Giants are known for their defense. As a pitcher, how much do you value just the way this defense is put together?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you got guys like Crawford behind you, who's a Gold Glover, and and Duff and Panic probably aren't far behind winning one too. So, you know, you got guys out there that'll go get it for you, and it definitely gives you confidence knowing you can attack the zone and, you know, trust that those guys will make the plays for you.
You think it says for the organization that players like you and Matt Duffy, Joe Panic, you guys have come up and settled in. I mean, how welcoming, not just the clubhouse, but just the atmosphere around this team and the veterans and what they do for the younger guys.
Yeah, I think that's a credit, you know, to the whole organization. You know, they call on guys to come up, and, you know, luckily we've been around some of these guys, and they've had their opportunity, you know, kind of groom us a little bit and get us ready as much as we can for here. So, you know, we take every opportunity to kind of be around the guys and just learn as much as we can from them, and, you know, it prepares us for when we get here.
When you throw a no-hitter in the major leagues, I think your life changes a little bit. How did it change maybe from the day before you pitched that no-hitter to that day and then after, and what kind of memories do you have from it?
Yeah, oh, memories are, you know, endless. You know, I'll never forget. There's so many things that I can go back to, and just as far as trying to catch my breath in the ninth. But, you know, it's fun, but as far as changing, it hasn't really changed so much. I got a different topic to talk about in conversations a little bit, but, you know, other than that, it's kind of been the same.
That game, that was one of the things where I noticed. I mean, you always have a lot of movement on your pitches, but it just seemed like the ball was dancing all over the place. I mean, is that something that, do you know you're going to have that in the bullpen? How did it feel that day, the way the ball was moving?
Yeah, I think it's just a confidence thing. You know, you kind of, you get rolling there and you get into a groove and you kind of feel like you can attack the zone, and that always helps. Anytime you have confidence and can just attack the zone, your pitches are probably going to move how they should. So I think you just credit that, just being, you know, kind of rolling there and getting in a groove and just knowing that, you know, I could throw it down there and get good results.
How much do you think that moment will help you when you get to the seventh, eighth inning of games, or maybe it did the end of last season, and you just know how to finish a game, no hitter or not, just getting down to the last part of a game? There's not that many complete games in the major leagues anymore, but, you know, you really finished that one.
Yeah, and I think that's huge. I think, I mean, you look at a guy like Bum, who, you know, that's kind of his aura, is he can go out there and he'll give you nine pretty much every night you let him. So I think that's huge. Anytime you can go out there and kind of, you know, finish the game and, you know, get through the ninth and into those later innings, it's always huge. So, you know, it's always good for a starter. I mean, we want to be out there as long as we can. So when we can get in those eighth and ninth and have the opportunity to finish it, it's always big.
Is there any conserving energy during a game? I mean, you mentioned everybody wants to go deep into a game. Everybody wants to throw 200 innings. But if you burn out in the first couple of innings, you know, it's not just not going to happen. Do you find a way to pace yourself?
Yeah, I don't know if pacing yourself is the word. But, you know, you just go out there and go as hard as you can for as long as you can, really. And the adrenaline kind of takes over. And so, you know, you're going out there from pitch one to pitch 102. The intensity doesn't change. But, you know, you're out there trying to just get into a groove, and it makes those later pitches a little easier.
We'll have more with Giants righty Chris Heston right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
How much do you think it helped you that you did spend a lot of time in the minor leagues? I mean, you didn't come right out of college right to the major leagues, and some guys are lucky to do that, but you did have a lot of learning experiences along the way, you know, the ups and downs even in the minors.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't have had it any other way, honestly. I feel like I learned so much. I was lucky to get around a lot of good pitching coaches, you know, Steve Klein, Brian Cooper, you know, just those guys who at a young age I got to be around, and you know, they'd been in the big leagues and done it, and, you know, I credit, they taught me so much. So I think without that, you know, stepping stone, it could have been a different scenario.
Steve Klein, he's one of the funnier guys around, isn't he?
Oh, awesome guy. I mean, he's always been, you know, he kind of took me under his wing. I had him in my first full season of A-ball, and he's just, you know, always been a, you know, someone to look up to, and he's always been there for me. So it's awesome to have a guy like that, that, you know, has been here and done it, and someone you can go to and talk to.
Can you compare when you first come up to later on in the year as far as being on the bus, in the clubhouse, on the plane, whatever it is? You know, I mentioned he's a funny guy. Just having fun. I mean, a lot of the guys when they first come up, they're just so wide-eyed. It's hard to have any fun. But when you start getting confidence and being able to, you know, really go along with the personalities that exist on a team.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you first get up here, you just kind of... They say you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You listen twice as much as you talk. So, you know, that's kind of a how we, you know, you come in and you just kind of feel it out and kind of see. And then, you know, as the guys start getting more comfortable around you and, you know, you kind of earn your way into the locker room a little bit, you know, it gets a little more loose and you can have fun with the guys. And I think it's just all part of it. You know, you get there and you kind of pay your dues and then you become one of the guys.
How fortunate are you that you have some really good guys to bounce things off? I mean, you're sitting at your locker. You got Bumgarner over there. You got Peavy over here. Kane. I mean, the guys who have really been through a lot.
Yeah, you know, and I credit a lot to those guys. You know, they really been awesome with me. You know, even looking back to last year with Huddy, you know, those guys were always around. And they're just all awesome guys. So you can bring anything to them. And, you know, they're there for you. So that's been huge just to have those guys around that I can talk to and, you know, the accolades and stuff that those guys have are through the roof. So, you know, to have those kind of guys to go to, it's huge.
You know, it's strange being here without Tim Lincecum, and who knows where he's going to end up this year, but what a great career he had. But I remember him talking about you a little bit last year. He was really plugging how good you were. So to hear that from a guy who's won a couple of Cy Youngs and everything he's accomplished, what did that mean to you?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, he's such a great dude. I mean, you know, just getting to know him over the past few years, he's awesome. And you know, a guy that's had those kind of more accolades like I talk about. You know, we have Cy Young winners and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, when guys like that are, you know, giving you praise or, you know, talking good about you, you know, it definitely gives you confidence and gets you fired up. And, you know, it definitely sucks not have Timmy around right now and, you know, and all that. But, you know, we wish him the best and hopefully everything will work out.
Before we finish up, what were you thinking when you saw in the offseason there was that race for Zach Greinke? The Giants were trying to get him. He ends up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, things have changed a little bit in the division. You mentioned getting Samardzija and getting Cueto. So what did you think when you saw all this transpiring?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff. And I think every offseason's like that. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But this year it was a little different, you know, being up here and kind of seeing how our team was going to change. And, you know, I think the guys that we got, I think the two we got, we'll take over, you know, any one guy anyway. So I think we made the right moves, and it's going to be a fun year.
All right, Chris, hey, thanks a lot. Congrats on last year, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Chris Heston. Want to thank him and Brian Sabian for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from a couple of youngsters that were putting up good numbers at Single-A San Jose last year. They're working their way up through the farm system, and they have been playing with the Giants in Major League spring training this year. Christian Arroyo and Ryder Jones will be our guests on Friday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.